Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of iTalk English Podcast. I'm Sahar and today I am going to tell you a moral story of David Swan. The main theme of the story is that time is precious and if you don't use it right, it can all pass you by. You can see all the missed opportunities that David missed just because he was slipped. He could be rich or in love, but he will never know that. You can see that if you do not care about time, that could change your destiny. Let's jump into the summary of David Swan. An American fiction writer, Natalie Hawthorne, is called the author of The Scarlet Letter. His writings, The House of Seven Gables and The Minister's Black Veil, are unique in its style, exploring the result of sin, the effect of human conscious of guilt, pride, egotism, and isolation. The story David Swan depicts the life of a youth. David, who is 20 years, is on his trip to the city of Boston for an employment in his uncle's small grocery store at the counter. It was a summer's day and he was journeying on foot from town. At noon, he was tired and decided to wait under a shade while awaiting the stagecoach to carry him to Boston. He had quenched his thirst from the spring in the midst of the trees and laid his head down to take a nap. There were passers by some on foot, others on horseback, and all sorts of vehicles. Some glanced his way without even noticing him, while others scoffed at him with scorn. A middle-aged widow uttered to herself that he looked charming in his slip. A preacher illustrated him as an example of a debt-drunk in his sermon. The author commends that criticism, praise, merriment, scorn, and indifferences were the same at the moment as it meant nothing to the youth. A carriage driving to Boston had halted in front of David's resting spot in order to fix up a linchpin which had fallen out, and one of the wheels of the carriage had slid off. A lady and a gentleman travelling in the carriage turned to shelter under the trees and noticed David's slip. The gentleman whispered that his slip was sound and it was a sign of health and a trouble-free mind, while the lady added that it was the slumber of a youth as the old people slumbers just like wakefulness. The lady's gesture was touched with an act of kindness as she twisted the branch aside to intercept the sunbeam upon his face. Then feeling like a mother to him, she whispered to her husband that it was Providence that had brought them to him. The longer they gazed upon him, their interest in him grew. The lady began to see her departed nephew and the youth. She was struck with an impulse to wake him, but quelled by her husband's notion that they knew nothing of his character. The lady defended that his innocent look reveals his character. The old merchant and the lady felt an urge to make him as their son, as they had lost their only son and there was no heir to their wealth. His wife persuaded him, nevertheless, the coach was fixed up and ready to leave, so They left in haste with no time to decide, and a gentleman was engaged in thoughts of a magnificent slime for unfortunate men. The next visitor was a pretty young girl who had just turned into tidy her dress. Catching sight of the young man's lip, she was about to tiptoe out when she saw a monstrous bee hovering above his head and settling on his eyelid. After attacking the bee with her handkerchief, she blushed and, taking a glimpse of his youthful, handsome face, and passed on. The author comments that wealth and love had just passed by unnoticed by David Swan. The last visitors were two rascals who got their living from older men's goods. Expecting the bundle of which David had rested to have a bottle of brandy, they almost murdered him, but stopped in the tracks when a passing dog arrived on the scene to take a sip from the spring. Concluding that the dog's master was close behind, the route flowed from the scene. After an hour's rest, the youth stirred from his sleep, and hearing the approaching stagecoach, he called out to know if the driver could take a passenger. He was offered a room on top. Mounting on top of the coach, off he sped, not aware that wealth, love, and death had all passed by him in that brief hour while he lay asleep. Nathaniel Hawthorne remarks, "Unexpected things thrust themselves across our paths, still there is regularity." Okay, everyone, this was today's story. You saw how valuable and important our time is, and in fact, all of us shall be grateful for the time that God gave us. You saw that during David's nap, he just simply lost three major events that could simply have changed his destiny and life, but in fact, didn't. Thank you for following our story, and I shall inform you that Sarah and I will have a great surprise for you on Valentine's Day. So, don't miss the next episode. For this, please subscribe to our Castbox channel and also follow our Instagram page. See you, everybody. Take care. Goodbye. Strawberry ice cream. Accidentally in love, accidentally.